Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Today is day 114, since we've paid more attention to birdsong, and day 58 of this podcast. When I created this podcast 3 months ago, it was with the intention to produce it for 3 months. It was my offering, my way of connecting and gathering all of us, not to mention the privilege of having extraordinary daily conversations with extraordinary people. I figured surely after 3 months, life would have returned to something resembling normal. As we all know, that's not what's happened. Life is heartbreaking, energizing, galvanizing, intimate, raw, and sometimes even beautiful. But it does not and may not resemble anything we've known as normal. As a writer, an artist, a teacher, a podcast host, a wife, and a mom, I'm learning, listening, grappling, creating. I have loved bringing together this engaged community of listeners. 1 million downloads into this podcast. It feels like time to hit pause. So today will be my last interview. Tomorrow we'll return with one more Friday listener stories. And today, I'm going to be my own guest and turn the tables and tell you about the way I'm living now. What am I looking at? What am I surrounded with? Well, I'm in my basement, in my son's old playroom. He's now 21, and we built this playroom when we moved into the house when he was 3. So it's kind of like this hodgepodge of furniture, and there are some vestiges of the little boy. Like, I'm looking at boxed games of Candyland and Sorry and Monopoly. And then some art that we moved down here when I started being down here more. There's a big poster for Family Secrets, my podcast that will resume in October. There's a computer where my husband is digitizing old family slides. And then there's a bunch of instruments, keyboards, guitars, a drum. So it's really kind of the room that time forgot, except that it's now where I record. And so it always feels very special to me to come down here, like it's a sacred space. So what have been the hardest aspects of these last 3 months? Well, that's a great question. I think it's a combination of things. The world feels so heavy with people suffering and anxiety and grief. And even though I'm in a place where that is not at this very moment directly touching me or those that I love, I feel it. I feel it hanging in the air and the collective intensity of it all over the globe. I think also I miss my people. I mean, I'm here at home with my husband and my son and feel very lucky about that. But I miss my tapestry of people, my friends who I would see regularly. I miss touching them. I miss hugs. And I think that too has been part of why I created The Way We Live Now. When I first thought of it, I thought, this is going to be a tapestry of voices. I want to knit together all of these different and disparate voices and experiences and have us have peaks and windows, snapshots into one another's lives. So I would have to say that these 3 months of creating and producing this podcast has given me that, has given me the opportunity to make these windows and have these conversations. What am I learning? You know, one of my favorite episodes of these 58 episodes was with Galen Gingrich, the senior minister at All Souls Unitarian Church in New York City. I remember when I asked Galen, actually he responded to the question, what was bringing him hope? But it's also about something that he learned. And he said, I've always done the work all my life. I have read deeply, thought deeply, lived a spiritual life, lived a contemplative life, but I didn't really know, because none of us can really know, whether I would be up to the task in a true crisis. And I think that that's true for all of us. We don't know who will be in the earthquake. We don't know who will be if we're witnessing someone in grave danger and have the opportunity to save them. We don't know who will be in the pandemic. And I think what I'm learning is that I had and have the tools and the muscles to contend with this period of time. And some days are easier than others. Every day feels kind of numbingly the same and also radically different as I surf my own moods and ability to concentrate, or some days are really low energy, some days feel really productive, some days feel full of despair, some days feel full of hope. And I think that the awareness of the nature of all of our lives, which is to say the uncertainty and impermanence that we all carry with us always, but that we're looking at hard, we're staring at it right now. It's unavoidable. Things are uncertain. We don't have plans. We don't have hard and fast notions of what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or even next year. That requires a kind of resilience that I've heard from so many of my guests and from so many people that I talk to. And I think I'm learning how important that resilience is, and also a sense of compassion for oneself and forgiveness of oneself when it's hard, because it is hard. And as I've said since the beginning of this show, we're all in it together. And my last question for myself, God, this is weird, is what's bringing me hope? I do feel a lot of hope. I feel it when I'm sitting quietly in my library reading and I look up and there is my son and he's sitting there with his headphones on and he's quietly reading and I look across the room and there's my husband and he's sitting in a chair by the window and he's quietly reading and we've all found this time. Well, we didn't find it. It was presented to us, but it's this time in which there's a tremendous amount of togetherness, and there's a way in which we're knowing each other better, knowing ourselves better, and knowing each other better than we might ever have before. As I've mentioned a couple of times on this podcast, my husband, this time last year, was very, very sick. He was about to face radical surgery, and we had no idea what the future would hold, but we really had no idea, and the disease that he had had a name, and so it was like a bullet had our name on it. And I couldn't have imagined at that time, a year ago, that a year later, so much would have happened, so much health, so much beauty, so much bounty. When the pandemic struck, he was on a movie set in Los Angeles directing a film that he had been trying to get off the ground for 7 years, and it had finally happened in this incredible, amazing, beautiful way with this all-star cast and wonderful producers, and they still have a few days left to finish filming, but they will. And I couldn't have imagined that gift. I couldn't have imagined this pandemic. None of us could have, which is only to say that we don't ever know what the future will hold. And that can be scary, or it can also be a galvanizing, hopeful, inspiring time of great learning and great passion and great understanding, which I think is something that we're also seeing during these double reckonings of the spring and early summer of 2020. So I think that I am going to leave you all, my devoted and wonderful listeners, to whom I'm so grateful. I have heard from so many of you that you listen to this podcast when you're gardening, or you listen to this podcast when you're walking, or when you're running, and that it's offered you a sense of solace and a sense of comfort, which is what I most wanted to do. From time to time in the coming months, I may drop a conversation that just needs to be shared into the feed. So I'm really not saying goodbye. Also, we're going to keep up the Facebook page, so please join us there if you haven't already. There are wonderful, supportive people sharing their experience, strength, and hope with all of us. Thanks, and as the Italians say, arrivederci. I will see you again soon. Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/The Way We Live Now Pod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.